SR4 AAE doing a radio check.
Calling for a radio check. You are 5x5. This is W4HI, Seneca.
4HI, this is KR4 AAE. Acknowledged. Thank you.
Have a blessed day. Better tomorrow. W4HI.
W4HI and 0TR Mobile. Stephen, good afternoon. KR4 Alpha Alpha Echo and 0TR.
0TR, KR4 AAE. How you doing this afternoon, Tom?
Throw hair split three ways. Can you beat that?
Well, like my usual response is to people, I am doing better than I deserve to be.
Sydney old guy, Ramsey. Better than I deserve, I think he said. Anyways, just bringing Bernice back towards home, we just went down and she had an echocardiogram and of her heart. And boy, I'm telling you, that color technology and that they have nowadays is just astounding.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. The technology in the medical field and what it was and what it is now, it is absolutely amazing.
And I don't know about anybody else, but these people here at Prisma have been awesome for us. And this lady, obviously I got to watch it, which usually you don't, but I got to watch it this time, and it's just incredible. We're very blessed to have such facilities.
Agree with you on that one. I got, I had LASIK done probably 6, 7, 8 years ago, and it was absolutely amazing how they were going about it, doing it, and I was off doing whatever I needed to do probably 2 or 3 days after the surgery. I was like, this is awesome, and I got 20/20 vision. I was like, I will take it.
Well, I've had that, and you're quite correct, Stephen. I got 20/20 vision, and I had that done. Oh, gosh, how long has it been now, Bernie? 6 or 8 years, anyways, maybe longer. And one eye's slipping just a teeny tiny bit, but I still get reports of 20/20. Once in a while, they'll say 20/25, but I don't notice it unless it's very teeny tiny writing. I can sit back in the kitchen and read the little tiny writing at on the TV guide and stuff on the TV. Worth every penny and the best thing I ever done in my life down at Clemson High.
Yeah, QSL on that. I definitely, it cost me a little bit, but it was worth every penny of it. And I'm thankful for the advances in medical technology.
I'd say it cost me a little bit, but I can't really say that, but to the tune of about $7,000.
Yeah, I think mine cost a little bit less than that, but worth every penny of it, in my opinion. Well, hold on, let's see, the next best thing was getting married and then LASIK and then adopting my daughter, so there's a top 3 right now.
Yeah, when I went down there, I was in the waiting room longer than the surgery took, just about, and just absolutely 100% painless, and they're running specials on it now for less money, I know, but Dr. started with a G, what was it, Glazer, done mine down there at Clemson Eye. And he's totally amazing. I had to have it touched up one time about a year later, and it took him probably, at the outermost, 5 minutes. And that was in the office with another laser.
QSL on that one. Tom, I hate to cut it short. I'd love to chat some more, but I'm in the process of positioning an antenna to see if I can hit the Mount Mitchell repeater from my house over in Taylor's. So I have to say 73 to you temporarily, but you'll hear me back on once I get everything positioned, and maybe I can reach it, maybe I can't. So I will be clear on your final. This is KR4AAE.
Nice talking to you as always, and I think I'm going to take my wonderful wife out and get some wonderful grub someplace here. She didn't know that till just now. Ooh, don't do that, car. He started to switch lanes real quick right in front of me, which I'd have got a piece of him, I'm afraid. But at any rate, I'm going to catch you later. Good luck with that. This is N0TR clear.
W4HI.
W4HI and 0TR. Good afternoon, Bruce.
Just pulling into the recycle center, so I heard you talking to Steven, and I just spoke with him moments before that. Sounds good. I'm out for an errand right now, and all's well. By this time next week, I will be on my way to Orlando.
It's probably cold again up here. Orlando. We went with the kids down to Disney World once, and being older, it didn't take long to get tired of that, but it is a nice place to visit.
Orlando Hamcation. So it's the second largest ham fest in the world. About around 15,000 people. So we're going down there to reconnect eye to eye with a bunch of guys that we talk to pretty much daily in some respects. Over.
They used to have a really good one up here at Shelby. It was big, but nothing like Orlando. Yeah, I've heard of Ham Vacation down there. I'd love to go, but I am not able physically to do it anymore. Maybe. I got a kidney surgery coming up, and so I couldn't do it if I wanted to right now. But that would be pretty awesome going to that. You flying down there or driving?
Here, but see, I do a little bit more. I've got, my brother lives in Orlando where I'm going to stay. He's in extra class. And then my sister lives in West Palm Beach, and I have friends in Boca Raton because that's where I used to live. And they're going to, so everybody's going to put me up, and I have no hotels this trip. And then on the way back, I'm going to see my late parents at the Cape Canaveral Military Cemetery, which is quite beautiful. And I haven't seen them, been there since my dad passed away about 4 years ago. And then up to Jacksonville to see one of my last uncles. He's just been put in a assisted living, and quite nice. So he's doing pretty good for himself. Over.
Fucking awesome trip. It really does. I was trying to make up my mind which road Mutz was on. Either the one down through town or the one on out there towards going towards the FedEx terminal. I think it's the one going right through town here.
Well, I was pretty familiar with Greenville, but we really don't go up there. The only time I really go up there is Ruth Chris Steakhouse, or we have a nephew that lives up there. That's where I get my, that's the Subaru dealer is up there. But I don't need to get it. I'll see him when I get back. I'll be all mileage on up to the, where I should have it looked at. Back to you, W4HI.
This is N0TR. I made up my mind now. Bernice was even confused for a minute. We're sitting in front of the Greer Municipal Court here. In Crossing Poinsett, they call it. Oh, we we need to get out more, I guess, Bruce. Well, I was stationed in Jacksonville for 7 months one time, and I really enjoyed it. I was really young, and I had a little twin-cylinder Honda motorcycle, and I could ride down to St. Augustine or on down to Daytona and had a lot of fun there, too. A lot of hard work, but a lot of fun.
When I graduated from college in law enforcement, nobody was hiring except for Jacksonville, so I went up there, worked there a couple of years, then came back down to South Florida. A little while after that, I went with the Feds, and pretty well stayed that way the rest of the 35 years. But anyway, I'm excited about going. I gotta have a good ham feeling. I got this radio in the car, which I have now, HF, VHF, UHF, D-Star, and DMR. So, we got all modes, over.
Boy, you do. That's great, Bruce. Well, I was thinking about getting a new Kenwood 890, but I don't know. This 590 SG does everything I want to do. And I don't need dual bands, and I don't want to have to learn the new menu system for the better Yaesus. But it's just a lot of money, and I don't think I gain much with it because Kenwood's been sitting on their rears and not really doing a lot of SDR and stuff like that, like Yaesu and Icon.
Yeah, it is kind of true. I think radios have really brought themselves to a real high level in general. And the 890G, that's one heck of a radio. So, and this is one I'm not taking. I have a lock on the Visa card, so I can't buy anything expensive. Over.
They just don't come down. I was $46.99 and on sale, they give you, well, they got a $600 certificate and want you to buy it for $4,000, and I can't go that route. When I got 308 countries, and so it isn't a matter of numbers. I just work everything anymore. Parks on the Air, Summit on the Air, Special Events, DX, you name it. It's all for fun, Bruce.
Just a secure. I'm really avid. Either in the mobile and could be a mile away from the house or up in the mountains, whatever. It'll be a nice trip down there. It'll keep me occupied. When I have to concentrate on driving, I'll just let it just monitor. So, anyway, 7-3, Tom, and you have a blessed day and a better tomorrow. W4HI.
Really enjoyed it. The pleasure's all mine, sir, and you have a good day. We just pulled into Mutt's Barbecue, and it's pretty good. It's a buffet. W4HI in 0TR 73.
Range KX, WTU JKT.